Let's talk about Eagle Dancer. You know, when you see Woody's work, his colors or the way he uses them are just so brilliant, and they just stand out in ways that maybe many others of his time didn't. What do you know about this Eagle Dancer and what it meant?
We have to go back to what the eagle is. The eagle is a symbol of leadership and connection with the Creator, and carried our prayers to the Creator. So it represents man's relationship with the eagle and the oneness with that eagle and the readiness, willingness, and ability to move in spirit and to send our prayers up through the intermediary of the eagle. It's an honoring of the eagle. Eagles were never killed. They weren't sport shot. They weren't poisoned. The feathers would be collected. Different peoples would capture an eagle and keep it and accept the feathers as they were dropped, maybe take one or two here and there. I don't know. That wasn't my culture. But to wear an eagle feather had to be earned, or to be gifted with one, it would have been an honoring. Somehow you would have earned it.
This is oil on canvas. And where is that today?
I don't know whose collection that is. But because the eagle carried our prayers to the Creator, doing the eagle dance, especially for the young men, was an aspect of training the young man in helping him to forge the qualities necessary to build character, strength, endurance, love, humility, compassion, courage, bravery. This was one of the training tools. You see powwow dancing, which we wouldn't see a lot of tribal dances because they happen on reservations or reserves or pueblos or whatever. But when the boarding schools came along, you had a lot of intertribal marriage. So there would be a sharing of cultures, and some of it would be urban powwows, others school powwows or town powwows. But these were not necessarily ceremonial or religious functions, but they were celebrations of culture. And the eagle came through both of those types. It transitioned and moved easily from ceremony to the powwow circuit as an understandable symbol of leadership.
This was done in 1951, and that was when you were living then in Taos, New Mexico. Do you remember this on the easel?
Oh, yes.
You remember while he was painting it?
Yes.
You can remember him working on this.
Our front room was where the etching press was. It's like having the stove in your house. You know what's going on, and you see it, and you look at it, and those wonderful dishes reside with you all the time, whether it's beans and rice or a cassoulet or a creme brulee or a corn pudding. That's the context of your life, and it's all there in the mix. And that's just your food. That's the food of your life. So this is what was on the drawing table. We had a gallery in town on Kit Carson Road, right next to the old Kit Carson house, which is the museum now. It's the last boardwalk in Taos. And the gallery, when our father took it over, he renovated it completely and put carved wooden posts out front. I don't know if you've been to Taos and you've seen that building that sits the last boardwalk, carved wooden columns going up. Well, he commissioned those from a Hispanic carver in town by the name of Luis Martinez. He did the top with the cloud and the rain design. It's painted, all of that. That whole facade of the horse feathers trading post, it's called now, was designed by our father, and it's still in place. His studio was at the back of that. At the front was a gallery and gift shop. At that time, there was so much wonderful jewelry that was being produced. The family ran the gift shop. My aunt Hazel moved out from Oklahoma. She was a teacher also. All the girls became teachers. She and my mother ran the gift shop. And then next door to that was the shop where they produced all of the serigraphs. He invited as many people as was required to produce all of those serigraphs from the population of the Taos Pueblo. And they came in and produced all of those award-winning series with no training whatsoever in art or drawing or use of that technique. But I remember when all of these pieces were done,